This is GQDN for Friday, May 31st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. Then go to the promo code Quest. Yeah, I'm mixing my words. I don't care. But also by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Great stuff up there. I'm not mixing those words. No. And yes, you hear them on mistakes because I also support stackup.org. That's what we do. So in today's news, as I try to unjumble my head, we got some very interesting things about money in the back end of the show. Could Dynasty Warriors come to PlayStation 4? And yeah, we heard about Concord yesterday, but are they already in trouble? Well, we're going to get to this first. Because Engadget did say that Twitch is removing the Safety Advisory Council. So, the council is full of cyberbullying experts, some web researchers and community members, and they were formed back in 2020. And the review board was formed to help it draft some new policies. They would develop some products that improve safety and protect the interests of some groups. CNBC did report that the streaming website did terminate the members of the council because they called the members into a meeting on May 6th to let them know that their contracts would end on May 31st and they would not be getting paid for the second half of 2024. Now, the council members includes Dr. Samir Hindua, Dr. T.O. Taylor, which is the co-founder and director of AnyKey, and Emma Lenzel, which is the director of the Free Expression Project for the Center of Democracy and Technology. Now, there was an email that was sent to the members where Twitch said there are things that are going to be going forward for, quote, the Safety Advisory Council will primarily be made up of individuals who serve as Twitch ambassadors, end quote. And the ambassadors are the people who will, quote, positively contribute to the Twitch community, from being role models for their community, to establishing new content genres, to having inspirational stories that empower those around them. So, the outgoing members were paid between $10,000 and $20,000 a year. But as we know, back in January, Twitch laid off 35% of its workforce. So there's some insight in that. Now, if you like YouTube, like me, my Nintendo News did say that YouTube could be cracking down on some of the video game leakers. So, here is what Tom Henderson did say on Twitter. Quote, from what I can gather, YouTube has investigated employees breaching their contractual agreements on two different occasions in the past 18 months due to employees accessing content on the back end. Following today, and presumably SGF, we see a third investigation fairly soon. So, if you break the rules, you know what happens. But does that affect the PlayStation 5 live streams? Well, PushSquare.com was talking about the live streams for PlayStation 5 are not speaking to the fans. So they went back in time to talk about E3 in 2016, where the orchestra, if you remember, played the God of War musicals, the Final Fantasy VII Remake, Shenmue 3, and The Last Guardian. And they were saying that yesterday's state of play was not going to rival those moments because things have changed. But now there's a growing sentiment that PlayStation is not talking to the fans who built the brand with the broadcasts. And they were looking at their Push Square social media on how the platform holder had its live stream was, as the fans put it, mid. But that was not the only time that it was in the mid. And they were also talking about the PlayStation Showcase that was skipped in 2022. And that was a big-time lackluster show, according to them. But yesterday they said that there are some positives, which was Concord and Astrobot, and those games are due out in about a month or so, or more. Astrobot comes out in September. And PlayStation looks like they are no longer interested in announcing projects years in advance. And they're talking more about the AAA titles, like Marvel's Wolverine. But PlayStation also to cultivate the environment, well, they have some titles that still exist on the system. Silent Hill 2 is one, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is another, and Stellar Blade is another. But according to the poll on PushSquare.com, and how they asked, how would you rate Sony's State of Play for May 2024? Over 4,000 votes, and the leader of that is 27% that said okay. Only 2% said excellent, and 13% said it was either terrible or very poor. 25% said it was poor. So the majority said it was at bare minimum poor. But I bet it wouldn't be poor if they would talk about GTA 6, as Games Radar did talk about it. And they were saying that, well, it might go on PC. It might. But people are waiting for GTA 6. And one of the questions is, will it come to PC? So when we got our first trailer December last year, it was confirmed that it would release on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S in 2025. But there was no mention about PC. Strauss Zelnick, the CEO of Take-Two Interactive, basically said the same thing, because there are no plans for bringing the game to PC. But they may be talking about that in the future, because nothing is set in stone. So here's what he said, quote, "While the lack of an announcement is not something that could be set in stone, near as I could tell, because the only thing that happens after the lack of announcement is an announcement. I suppose, or continuing lack of an announcement, I guess that could happen too. It doesn't seem to me that either could be set in stone. But Rockstar has an approach to platforms we've seen before, and they'll make more announcements in due time. I do believe that the right strategy for a business is to be where the consumer is, and historically, the company has done is address consumers anywhere they are, any platform that makes sense over time. So we shall see." But they were also talking about Concord, and we saw that trailer yesterday, and that was made by some of the Destiny veterans. But there was a big time reaction to the game online, and a lot of people was pointing out the YouTube dislike bar, and some of the comments on YouTube were posted here too. Like one user did write, "Game has aged like milk and isn't even out yet." Another one said, "1 week after the game drops, we're sorry this game didn't meet your expectations. 6 months later, shut down." So yep, people are not happy about that one. Well, they're also not happy about this, at least for Nintendo, because Nintendo Everything did say that Little Nightmares is going to be delayed till 2025. And that's Bandai Namco that makes the game. Now, the Little Nightmare team did provide a statement about this. Quote, "Ever since the announcement of Little Nightmares 3 at Gamescom last year, we've been thrilled to see our community buzzing with excitement and anticipation. The team Supermassive Games and Bandai Namco Europe have been working hard towards delivering the best experience possible for the next entry of the franchise. As much as we can't wait for you to return to the nowhere, we also want to make sure we give the game the care and love it deserves. Quality is a top priority for us, and we know you feel the same way. For this reason, we made the decision to shift the release of the game to 2025. We'll be sharing more about Little Nightmares 3 this summer, so please bear with us and look forward to other updates. In the meantime, we'd like to thank you for your patience and ongoing support." I'll be coming to Switch, but not this year. Now, if you like VR and you like Marvel 1 What If, according to Engadget, they go to the Apple Vision Pro. And Engadget's saying is, it looks good, but the play is horrible. That's according to them. Well, the game does require that you have your hands free for everything, at least according to the Gadget website. And the Vision Pro does not have a VR controller, so you might have to wait for the second Apple's headset so they could recognize your hands and determine what you're trying to do. So at the very least, Marvel is showing off what the Vision Pro could do and what the Oculus could be looking at next. But they did have the issues with the gameplay because it was all hands-free and without a controller to use for Vision Pro. Now, curious question, with what was announced yesterday, PSU.com did ask, could Dynasty Warriors come to PlayStation 4? Well, maybe not, because Dynasty Warrior Origins was not confirmed for PlayStation 4, and it might be just coming to PC, and it could have the current generation hardware, and that could be how the ambitious Omega Force could be with the game. So we shall see what happens, but it doesn't look like it's going to go to PlayStation 4. Pure Xbox did say that, well, if you want to play Black Ops 6, you will not have to get the new tier of Xbox Game Pass. So, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 will be launching on Xbox Game Pass, we know. But in a statement to Eurogamer, Microsoft did confirm that Call of Duty will launch on the existing tiers of Xbox Game Pass and will not launch on the Game Pass Core, which did replace Xbox Live Gold. But the rest of the tiers, quote, good to go, end quote. So, here's what they said. Quote, upon launch, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 will be playable on Xbox and PC for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, PC Game Pass, and Xbox Game Pass for console members. Yep, there we go. Now, speaking of Nintendo a while back, there's a poll, and NintendoLife.com reported on it. The question was asked, is $60 too much for Nintendo Switch re-releases? Now, when they asked that question, they were looking at Metro Prime Remastered, Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe, Pikmin 1 and 2, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, and Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door. Some of these games are at $40, others at $50, but majority at $60. And they were asking if you're a returning player, would you pay $60 for a game? Well, Nintendo Life did say that $40 is an excellent value for Metro Prime, and the Pikmin feels a little overpriced, and that's a $50 game. Now, the Nintendo Switch Online subscribers could get pairs of game vouchers for $100, which does reduce the price of the more expensive games to $50 per game. So they did put up their own poll. Do you think $60 is too much to ask for a remaster remake of an old Nintendo game? So let's see what they said. 59% said, yep, too much. Only 0.9% said it's not enough. 40% said, depends on the game, but generally, it's about right. They were also talking about the games like Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, and what the price should actually be. And people did say, $40, that works. Now, Eurogamer.net did say that there was some stolen Playdate consoles, and there was $400,000 worth of those Playdate consoles. But could they be making a return? Now, back in March, there was a story about the missing Playdate consoles, and the company co-founder, Kebo Sasser, did reveal the pallets that were containing $400,000 of the Panic palm-sized crank-operated console. Now, the consoles have been returned to the rightful owner, but the circumstances were bizarre, at least according to Eurogamer, because the consoles showed up at a random restaurant this morning. So here's what Playdate did say on Twitter. Quote, did you hear the story about how $400,000, well, you know what I said, worth of Playdates were misdelivered by FedEx to a construction site near our warehouse, and then someone just stole them? Seriously? Well, guess what got hastily dumped at a random restaurant this morning? Welcome back, Stolen Playdates. More details and a likely very good Playdate podcast episode in the future. For now, this was our best possible outcome, the results of lost time and detective work, which, okay, fine, we enjoyed. The real question is, how can we sell these as limited edition? Playdate hot. Yep, that happened. Oh, blog PlayStation.com. The PlayStation blog did say that you can check out the PlayStation Stars on the PlayStation app for all of the campaigns that you could have, such as Campaign Dredge. This is part of the Days of Play 24, and you get a collectible dredge boat. Now, you could also look at the Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, Gotham Knights, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales, and Gigabash. That way you get 75 points for this month. Oh, that would also include Destiny 2 The Final Shape, along with some VR2 games like Ghostbusters, Fuse of the Ghost Lord, Rise of the Ghost Lord, Walkabout Mini Golf, and Before Your Eyes. There's some other stuff too. You can go check that out. To end the show, how about a Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom soundtrack? IGN says it's up in pre-order, and you can find it at Amazon for $194. Yeah, that be that. There's a lot of discs involved, along with a book, sword, and the hilt. Yep, a lot of good stuff in there. Lots of good stuff. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. Yep, we're going to be talking about the PlayStation State of Play. Here we go. Oh, and a World of Warcraft beta. Talked about that yesterday. And whatever else Kelvin can find, because I found most of it. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more video games. Yep, live show. Till then, go play some games, people.